So you met Steve, and he is the one that introduced you or kind of helped you further your thoughts about being a musician. Did you know about Stevie J in terms of, like, the success that he's had, I guess, in the music industry?
I knew his music, the music that he made before, you know, and produced before, but I didn't know him. But, of course, I know some of the biggest hits that he ever made. Everybody knows, you know, a lot of his work. So, but I didn't know him. I didn't know it was him when I met him.
Okay. Do you think you have, musically, do you think you have the potential to be a superstar or a megastar?
Of course, I'm already a superstar, not because of the show, but because that's what I always been. This is for me. It was meant to happen.
Okay. Okay. Now, just to, you know, everyone's talking about your relationship with Stevie J. How exactly did you meet him? Did you meet him while you were dancing, or how did you all meet?
I did meet him at the strip club. I met him through another friend. It was another guy that we both know, and I met him at the strip club. But then, you know, from there, I met him at the studio again the second time. But originally, it was at the strip club.
Okay. And why do you feel like you owe Stevie J so much? It seems like you're very, this is just, you know, a viewer, a regular viewer's perception. It seems like you're very loyal to him. Why do you feel like you owe him so much?
I mean, I am loyal to Stevie, and I do owe him because he's done a lot for me, and he changed my life. I mean, I'm just a real person. He changed my life because if it was not for Stevie, I would still be in the strip club. And the reason why is because I was not ready to leave the club, because even though I know I have talent and even though I'm beautiful and I can do anything that I want to do, I wasn't about to stop doing that because I was making so much money. So when you're making $2,000 to $3,000 a night and you're 24 years old, you don't want to stop doing that just to try to make it in this industry that is so hard to do. And, you know, so I owe him a lot. And whether Stevie and I ever work out or we ever be whatever together, anything, I'm still going to be his friend forever, and I'm still going to owe him everything because that's just how I am. And
okay,
I feel that way.
Okay. And so you were making about $2,000 to $3,000 a night dancing, and then, you know, you met Stevie J, he sort of convinced you, encouraged you that you could do something different. And you feel because of that, you know, it makes you feel loyal to him, and he's helped you with your career thus far, right?
Yes, and he had to go through a lot of people, like a lot of people didn't agree with what he was doing, so he took a lot of heat for that, and he really didn't care because he seen something in me that, you know, that it was just great, and he wanted to work with me, and he was like, I don't care what they say, you know, they call me names, so he sees that, and I respect him even more now than I did then for even, you know, still working with me after everything that's been going on, because it's been a lot.
Now, and I know you've been asked this, and you answer it however you see appropriate. What's your real relationship status with Stevie? Because some people think that it is more than just business. What's really your relationship with him?
He's my manager, and you have to stay tuned to watch the show if you want to know that answer.
Okay. Okay. I got it. What is it about Stevie J that has you, what seems like you're in love with him? What is it about him is that he, you know, has your back?
I love Stevie. He's a friend of mine, and we work together, and I'm going to always love him.